We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So this is a very special moment here. It's my first time playing Something Millennial. And usually on Mark Cerise here, it's Jackal by himself. But I am technically also millennial. We looked it up today. We have the exact definition of millennial. I fit in the bracket. I was born in 86.
You do?
Jack, born in the 90s, also fits in the bracket. So here's what we're going to do today.
He does.
Derek is our contestant here. We'll talk to Derek. It's Something Millennial. Ike's going to ask the question. And Derek is going to have to figure out and guess if Jack and Ike, as a consensus, are going to get this one right. Derek, welcome aboard Stump the Millennial. What's up, man?
Hey, guys.
What's up, D? So listen.
What's up, Mike?
I'm about to throw this question out there, and then we're going to see if these two young bucks can get the answer to this. All right. Now, I'm going with the 80s.
Okay.
It's the 80s. It's 80s movies. One of the top movies in the 80s.
I mean, Jack hasn't seen a movie before 1997.
Exactly.
Not great.
So he's probably going to need your help here.
Uh-oh.
All right. We're going Ferris Bueller's Day Off, one of my favorite movies. And one of the reasons it's one of my favorite movies is because his girlfriend in that movie, Mia Sara, man, I had a crush on her when I was at that age back then. So I want to know, what was that character's name? Derek, do you think Joe or Jack will have the answer to Ferris Bueller's girlfriend's name, the character name? Her real name is Mia Sara.
No, absolutely not.
All right, Derek, put you on hold. Jack and I are going to try to figure this out together. Jack, do you have any idea?
I know the Red Wings jersey, the car that they take the car.
I need a full name, too.
The Cubs game. Yeah, I remember a lot from the movie.
But I don't remember her name.
I have no clue what her name is.
Really?
I've seen the movie multiple times. I don't remember her name. I can picture
you
her.
Too?
I have no idea what her name is.
I can picture her. I also had a crush on her. I can picture this.
Yeah.
When she was a
brunette.
Teenager then.
Yeah.
I think we got to throw in the towel, Joe.
Just like we don't even guess a name.
I couldn't.
What's an 80s name?
I don't know. Christina?
That's not her name.
That's not her name.
Christy?
It's not her name.
Sarah.
You guys want another shot, or is that your final answer?
So it's not Sarah.
No, it's
yeah, we're throwing in the towel.
Throw in the towel. Play the music.
Derek,
you're a winner.
You got us right. You figured us out. You won.
Well, I'm wondering, Derek, how old are you, Derek?
I'm 50.
Oh, so do you remember the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
It's Sloan, I'm thinking.
That is her name, Sloan Peterson. Sloan Peterson.
I wouldn't have got Peterson.
Yes. How about that? See, I gave you guys a little tough one.
That was a good one.
Yes.
That was a good one. All right, Derek, congratulations. You are the winner there of our gift card to Mitchell & Ness, $25. Mitchell & Ness, Nostalgia Company. Visit the Mitchell & Ness flagship store on 12th Street between Market and Chestnut Streets in Philadelphia, or online at mitchellandness.com. So
I actually thought you guys were going to get it. That's why I threw the last name in there as well.
Once he said Sloan,
yeah,
it
hit me when I heard the name. I'm upset. We did not make millennials proud today.
Well, you know, that's the usual.
Yeah,
the usual.
Disappointing everyone else, millennials. That's what we do. 215-592-9494. This sounds like a call we need to take.
Sarah, what did I say? I said Sarah. I forgot the rest of her name.
Sloan Peterson.
No, that part was fine. It's the whole last name that I couldn't pronounce.
Oh.
Because it may be Italian, I
think. Oh, there's more to it. Oh, her
Sarah
real
Porcello.
Oh, that's her
Sarah
real name?
Yeah.
What happened to her? Is she like, she still act?
She's
probably in her, what, 50s?
50. Now? She's 53.
Yeah, so she can still. If I've seen her, I don't recognize her anymore.
I know. These young pitchers still look good.
Scott is in Delco. This looks like a fun call. I've never wanted Johnny Marks back more. Scott, what's up?
Well, you know, you make it a lively show. I'll give you that. You definitely get Ugg's blood pressure up, so you're doing something right.
Well, then I'm doing my job.
He's doing his
job.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, right. You're doing well. I mean, I'll say dealer's choice. You want to do your list, or you want to do Real Muto?
Let's do my list.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. So so you have Wentz all the way down. You have the Bronco batting ninth on your list. Is that correct?
He is ninth. Yes. So there's eight quarterbacks. Okay. I'd rather build a franchise starting with than Carson.
Okay. And you realize that he's the only quarterback in NFL history in the first 54 games of their career to throw 95 touchdowns and under, 35 or under interceptions. So that does nothing for you?
It's good. I mean, there's a lot of guys that are putting up stats we've never seen. The NFL's changed.
Nothing.
I mean, let's be real, Scott. Matthew Stafford has more passing yards through the age of 31 than any quarterback ever. Is he good?
He's
a good quarterback on a bad team.
Yeah, okay. So he's good, but he's not like, the stat doesn't make him special. The league has changed. I don't take these kind of stats like they mean a lot. It's contextual with the rest of the league.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. I know you feel that, like, Carson is not an accurate quarterback. Am I correct in that?
Yeah, he has he's not accurate enough. I'll say that.
Is he more accurate than Jared Goff? Cuz he is.
In their careers, he probably has a slightly higher completion percentage, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think over the last 3 years, it's probably basically even. Since he got a real coach, I mean, since McVay got there, it's pretty even.
He's about 2 percentage points better. And if you want to compare his first 4 years to Manning, Favre, Brady, Wilson, Roethlisberger, a lot of the big dogs, even Aaron, all them guys out there, he's in the top three. So he's not far off, and a lot of his numbers are comparable. I think people look at the injuries and just take it for what it is and want to say that he's not a guy you want to start your franchise with based off of that, which I could say, okay, maybe you get a little nervous about that. But if you look at the numbers he's put up in his first 4 seasons, red zone numbers, he's got a better touchdown red zone percentage than Breeze, Brady, Wilson.
Yeah, but the game changed. I mean, Wilson aside.
Well, the red zone is always hard. It's a shorter field.
Always.
There are tighter windows.
For sure.
You can't make mistakes. Yeah. Like, that's the money downs.
I would say the best thing I'd say that's his best attribute. I think Carson Wentz's arm strength shows itself off in the red zone. He could zip the ball in. And really, that's where he's at his best. I think he's really good in the red zone.
But he does. Now, here's the problem, though. I know everybody gets on him for fumbling. And, yeah, you're going to hold on to the football when your guys can't get open, or the only guy who can get open is your tight end getting double covered down the field. Mm-hmm. You give him some track stars to spread that field out. You saw what he did in one game with Deshaun. And when he got hurt, that changed the whole offense. You give him what they got out there now. You give him some toys and people to spread the field. I don't see him holding that ball. Once he started rolling out and getting – you know, you let that Bronco buck. You let him get outside the tackle and do his thing.
Yes.
He is a totally different quarterback. The athleticism's there. They froze him up. He almost turned into old school Randall. They put him in the pocket. He was never the same quarterback until Minnesota. Can't do that. You got to let him out of the stable.
Well, I do agree on that. He's way better outside the pocket. They need to do that more. I mean, it does come with more risk, you could say, because he's running and he's moving. But
and here's the
he's
other
better
thing.
Out there.
Here's the other thing. I'm actually okay. You use this as a knock against him about the running and what he looked like in year two. Well, here's the thing. He's trying to stay healthy. Mm-hmm. He's trying to remain available. And listen, Lamar Jackson and Deshaun Watson, they've just been fortunate they haven't been injured yet.
Well, especially Lamar. He runs.
Yeah,
he's a running back.
Lamar, and he takes hits. Even Dak Prescott, because of his size, he'll take some big shots. So they've just been fortunate they haven't been injured yet. But if they continue to play the way that they're playing, they're going to be dealing with the injury bug also.
They probably are. Yeah. I mean, and Dak almost had it last year. He played through it, but he was banged up. Scott, who's your celebrity running?
Well, it was brief, and I didn't oogle over him, but I will say that back in the day, I was a manager at a restaurant in South Philly, and I used to take care of the bar during the day, and lo and behold, who walks in without a red carpet but the king? He didn't have a crown on. He must have just come from maybe a press conference at the stadiums because we were nearby, sat at the bar. Total gentleman, great guy, just drank his Diet Coke, watching his figure, definitely taking care of himself.
Howard Erskine.
Erskine?
Wow.
Yeah, man. He is. You want to talk about goats of Philly?
He's on that
goat.
List. He may be Howard from Delco, but he's earned his stripes, man.
Well, that's for sure.
Well, that's for sure.
He has earned his stripes. Yeah. Scott, we appreciate the phone call. Yes.
Oh, no, he's the king now.
I mean, he's been longevity doesn't lie.
Yes.
He's Howard Eskin.
Yes. He's the king
Let's
now.
Talk to Mylan in Flemington. What's up, Mylan?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Mylan?
All right. Listen, I got a couple for you guys. When I was in graduate school and part of undergrad, I had the most incredible summer job that anyone could have. I worked at a place called Wolf Trap, which is a performing arts center outside of Washington run by the Department of Interior. And Elizabeth Taylor was on the board of directors of Wolf Trap part of the time that I worked there. And I became friends with her assistant while I was working there. And her assistant told – they were having a big fundraiser there. And her assistant told me, listen, Miss Taylor would like you to have you escort her to the fundraiser. And I'm like, what?
You said Liz Taylor?
Elizabeth Taylor, yeah.
Whoa.
She wanted you to escort her?
She wanted me to escort her. They had a big fundraiser there, and Washington Post, everybody was there that night. Mm. And so I had – she at that time, she was married to John Warner, who was the senator from Virginia. And at that – you know, I said, well, you know, fine if she wants me to, you know, to do it. Because I went and talked to my boss, and told my boss, and my boss said, yeah, do it. You know, have some fun. It'll be fine.
So, yeah, it's only Liz Taylor.
Yeah, you can't say no to that.
No, absolutely. So the night of the fundraiser, I escort her in, and, you know, she sits down. And then the whole fundraiser goes on, and then they told me, go back and get her. So I go back in, and I get her, and Before we leave, she looks over to her left, and it's Mrs. Ford that's sitting there, Mrs. Ford. And so she looks over at me, and she goes, well, I want to introduce you to Mrs. Ford. And I'm like, at that point, my knees are knocking and everything, man. I'm going, holy smokes.
Are we talking about the first lady, Mrs. Ford?
The first lady, Mrs. Ford, yeah.
Gerald Ford's wife. Wow, this might be our best one so far.
Yeah.
First lady, Liz Taylor?
And Gerald Ford is sitting on the other side of her. And so, you know, I'm in the mix of all this, man. I'm just a college student. I'm saying to myself, holy smokes. Anyway, we're ready to get up and leave. Mrs. Ford looks over at her and she goes, why doesn't he escort both of us out of here like that? And so the next thing I know, I'm escorting her, Mrs. Ford, and Elizabeth Taylor out of this thing. And there's a photographer from the Park Service, and this guy's snapping pictures and the whole deal. Well, after I go back to school, I receive something in the mail at home, and my mother calls me, and she says, you got something for the Park Service.
So would they send you a picture of the whole thing?
It's a picture of me.
Wow. Now, Mylan, that one is our – look, we had a couple of Joe Frazier. Mylan, we appreciate the phone call. But I'd say the first lady and Elizabeth Taylor, that tops
pretty
them
good.
All of it.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one there.
That's the Broncos bucking right there. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Marks and Reese text line and the rest of your calls coming up next on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back. Mark Cerise, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio in for John Marks alongside Ike, 215-592-9494. Before we get to the text line here, let's check this Twitter poll question, which we put up earlier about JT Realmuto. We're, of course, brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Marks is offering 5 years of no interest for all diamond rings purchased in July. Shop local. Buy her the ring you want now. Details at marks-jewelers.com. So we asked, what would you rather the Phillies do with JT Realmuto? Overpay him or let him walk into free agency? It held firm today, everyone. 91.9% of the audience believes overpay JT rather than let him walk into free agency, which
keep that for John Middleton. Keep that pole.
We can send that to him, right? He's a listener.
Not a potted plant sitting in the corner.
Not a potted plant. He's listening to the station. So there it is. 91.9 say overpay JT Realmuto. All right, let's get to the text line here. Brought to you by the Casino at Delaware Park. The Casino at Delaware Park is open with limited hours for slot machine gaming only. Visit DelawarePark.com for details. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery must be 21 to play.
Text line.
My celebrity run-in was Terrell Owens. He was mean and called me names. Donovan from Syracuse.
Donovan here.
Come on, man.
Text from Donovan today. I wasn't expecting that.
It's unnecessary, Five.
If they don't pay JT, I'm going to be in the Schuylkill. Bryce, pandering to local fans in South Jersey.
Bryce, just relax. It's going to be okay. Got a long time in that contract.
General Reese, of course known Mets fan and hot take criminal Joe Santalagilio, would love to see the best catcher in baseball walk out of town. Goff! Happy Bobby Bonilla Day, Joe! In Five's Love, General Chuckles of the 101st Cheesesteaks Division.
Love General Chuckles.
Love General Chuckles. Did not get into Bobby Bonilla Day today.
Happy Bobby Bonilla Day,
yeah,
everyone.
Yeah.
You know, everyone can make more money than they're supposed to. Just be as smart as Bobby Bonilla's agent. $1.19 million every July 1st for 25 years.
Unbelievable still.
Joe Santalagilio is no longer allowed to discuss Carson Wentz. Or better yet, he's no longer able to fill in for flip-flops. LTBB forever. Signed, Ike's cardiologist.
Might as well have been Tom at Abington. I mean, it sounds like a text from Tom at Abington.
I understand now why J.R. Smith wanted to punch Joe G. in the face. Elliot from Wilmington.
Listen, that has nothing to do with quarterback play. I was telling the truth then, too. J.R. stunk in the first half. I tried to let him know, and he wasn't happy about it.
Joe, my dear friend, I thought you did a great job today talking some baseball. Really proud of the fight you showed today. Gabe in San Francisco.
Oh, no. Would Gabe let JT Realmuto out of here?
I mean, I think Gabe would understand overpaying a catcher in his 30s is not a smart way to build a team.
No way.
No way Gabe would say that.
He did like JT. Well, you know why? He was one of the few players they gave him that could actually play. Of course he liked him. You know what? I guess we missed this earlier. We go back to the phone lines here. I guess we missed a T's 535 check-in. Is that on me?
Yes, that's on you.
Yeah,
yes.
That's definitely on you.
All right, T, I don't usually do this. I didn't realize the time. I apologize, T. What's up?
Yeah, all right. I appreciate that. At least you manned up on that. But this is absurd, man. Yo, I do you need attention? Is that what this is about?
No, I'm good. I mean, I don't want attention, actually. I'm
you
good,
don't want attention. You sure as anything want attention with this list. You got 1 through 9, and you expect me not to call in and talk to you about this?
And I do want to talk to T in college. So, I mean, if that's what you mean, then yes, that's what I did it for. T, what do you think about my list?
I think your list is dog poop. I'm looking at a pile of dog poop for my dog right now. It looks like your list.
Okay, why?
Come on, man. 1 through 3, I'll give you. We can play with that. But 4 through 8? Like Deshaun, Kyler, Dak, Goff, Jimmy G, negative. All right, so name me out of those 5 gentlemen that you're talking about right now, which one of them do not have a 1,000-yard receiver or a 1,000-yard rusher? Name me the ones.
I got to look it up, but I guess Carson Wentz is the answer?
No, I didn't say Carson Wentz. The Deshaun,
he made the other 4. Murray,
oh,
yeah.
The other. So they Goff, have them. So you're trying to make the point they have those things.
Yeah, name me the ones that don't.
I don't know if Kyler had.
It's Kyler Murray and Jimmy G.
Okay.
All right. So now you want to play with Kyler Murray and Jimmy G. Kyler Murray, who's a 5 winning quarterback last year, he won 5 games. He had an 87 rating. Are you kidding me?
Wait a second. Who was better in their respective rookie years? Who was more prolific, Kyler Murray or Carson Wentz? Because it's not even close. No.
Carson, unless you count the rusher.
Prolific.
They
went, Wentz went 7-9 with no talent around him.
Wait a second. So Kyler went 5-10-1. They're both not good, right? It's not winning records on either side. Kyler Murray had more passing yards as a rookie.
Well, he probably threw the ball more, too.
Kyler Murray had a way better passer rating.
Okay,
and Kyler Murray accounted for more touchdowns.
Did he have a better interception rating?
No. I would say yes.
Did he have more
He did. Carson's touchdown interception as a rookie was 16-14. I don't think Kyler threw over 20 interceptions.
No, touchdown rating is a lower number, buddy.
What's touchdown rating?
Touchdown rating is a 1.7 or 2.2. Check it out.
You're talking about touchdown percentage of throws that go for touchdowns.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know. I look stuff up before I check you because I know you try to twist stuff up. And then you got Jimmy G with six seasons under 7,000 yards.
Well, he didn't play the first few years. He was backing up Tom Brady.
Exactly. Exactly. Where was he drafted?
And he's 21-5 as a starter. It's pretty good.
Where was he drafted? It was a second round and a 62nd pick, right?
Yeah.
You're talking about a first rounder and a second pick, and you're trying to compare Jimmy G with a number eight defense? Are you kidding me?
Carson had the number four defense when they were 11-2.
So they just came off also a winning season. Prior to that, they had a losing season, so they had a weak schedule. They
just like the Eagles and Carson's best year, very similar.
No, they went 4-12.
And the Eagles had a last place schedule in 2017. It's very similar. Last year's Niners and the 2017 Eagles were very similar.
Did they go 4-12 and tank and get all the first round draft picks to get the best D line in an NFC West? Did they? No.
No, but they're similar teams.
Yeah, and they arrived.
Had a schedule.
No, they arrived differently. Carson led his team in 2017, 33 touchdowns, 7 interceptions.
Played very well.
Through 13 games.
See, we appreciate it.
Jimmy G was a game manager for the majority of the season.
Had some big games.
Sure he did.
Big games.
Yeah. I remember one big game he had against the Saints. Yeah.
Massive.
That was a shootout.
Massive against the Packers.
Yeah. That was a shootout. All I'm telling you is that the 49ers arrived at 13-3 like the Eagles did.
Yeah.
The difference was the Eagles, up until they was 11-2, had been led by the quarterback. At no point did anybody say last year that Jimmy G was in contention for the MVP.
That's fine.
He's leading the team.
You're right.
Yeah, because the team was built off the defense and the run
game.
Well,
the 2017 Eagles, fourth in points allowed.
No,
and their running game was really good.
No, that's because they got the lead by throwing it and ran it to seal the deal.
Lead by throwing it,
no,
Jimmy G.
No, they got the lead by running it. You know that the identity of those two teams were different. San Francisco's identity is defense and running game. The Eagles in 2017 was explosive offense and Carson Wentz making plays that most quarterbacks can't. That's the difference in the two seasons. They may have arrived at the same record, but they didn't get there the same way.
The similarities.
One guy was carried there, and the other guy led the team
there. The similarities are last place schedule the year before.
Sure.
Out of nowhere, 13-3. Got to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And they both – he was knocking like the Eagles didn't have a great defense. They had a very good defense at 17.
At home, they did.
They're fourth in points allowed across the whole season, whole league. That's good.
They also played a last place schedule.
Just like the Niners.
No,
it's similar.
Listen, you're trying to move the goalpost again. My point is how the teams arrived at that result.
It's not exactly the same, but I see
similarities. Yeah, because one is being led by the quarterback, and the other one is a game manager being asked.
Until Patrick Mahomes.
No. Patrick Mahomes is not a game manager.
No, I see. Until.
No, until you're asked to lead the team. And when Jimmy G had to make throws because he couldn't game manage anymore, what happened?
We've never seen Carson make those throws.
I'm asking you what happened.
He didn't make them.
Yeah, he couldn't make them. He threw interceptions.
Sanders down the field.
They blew the game in the fourth quarter.
He didn't play well enough.
Exactly. And that's what happens when you had to put the game in his hands. Up until then, they've done a great job by not asking him to win games. They were asking him not to lose games.
And I think
games.
He's only played 20-something games. He's going to progress, and he'll get there. That's why I have him one spot ahead of Carson Wentz.
Enjoy your vacation, Ike.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciated that.
Ike, fun show. Enjoy vacation.
Today. I don't know how much fun it was, but I needed it, and I'm sure our listeners needed it.
So we'll hear you again Monday the 13th. Is that right?
That's right.
You got a little time off. All right, Ike,
I
enjoy
do.
It. Everyone, have
Jack,
a great night.
Don't change on me, Jack. Be the same when I come back.
Thank you to Jack. We have to go. Jody Mack's coming up next. I think he's waiting in the Xfinity Lounge to come in and do his show. So Jody Mack is up next. Everyone have a great night. We'll talk tomorrow right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.